Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It's coming up at 9 o'clock right now, and I find it very fitting that we are here at the Navy Yard with the Tasty Cake factories and all that around, because we are just moments away from the airport, correct?
Yes.
And needless to say that when an interview has to be conducted at the airport, who owns the airport terrain?
John Clark.
John Clark does from NBC. NBC 10 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. And isn't it ironic that he's on the line right now with us, Al? That's pretty shocking, isn't it?
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great John Clark. Hi, John.
You are free to move about the cabin.
John, someday you're going to tell us how you always know when a big athlete's coming to town through the airport. Someday we're going to need, maybe you write a memoir or something so we can find out what the trick is, please.
Only if we go have drinks.
All right, that'll work. All right, that'll work too, John. I would be willing to spring for a couple of drinks to get the answer. John, I know you got a big special coming up. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen tomorrow night at NBC 10.
Well, it's pretty cool. We got to sit down with Carson Wentz, Bryce Harper, and Rhys Hoskins, and it's to help promote Carson Wentz's softball game that's coming up, second annual at the end of the month here at Citizens Bank Park. And it's really cool because these guys are all 26 years of age. They're very similar in a lot of ways, and they are current stars in our town and future stars. Hopefully they're going to help bring us a championship or two in this town. But it's really cool when we saw them at the Sixers game together hanging out, and Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins, they've bonded with Carson Wentz. And I think that's one thing, and they said it's one thing that they've noticed that's really special about our town, because sports are so big in our town that all of the athletes really root for each other. And also, they get together, and there's a passion that they have as well for each other. You saw at the Sixers game last week, DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz are all there together. Meek Mill is there. Everybody wants the Sixers to win. So they said that's something that they don't see everywhere else that's really unique about our town.
You know, John, you know what's fascinating about that? These guys are really major, major competitors. You got Wentz and Harper for two of them, and Hoskins too, really, and Embiid. They're all fighting for who's the most popular Philadelphia athlete. Is there ever a level of competition that they want to be the top guy?
I got to be honest with Carson, Bryce, and Rhys. I don't think there's any of that.
None.
I think they're all very similar in that they're really grounded, and they have they've been with the same woman for a long time, and they're either married or getting married. And I just think they're religious, they're grounded. And I don't think that matters to them. They're ultra competitive, but I really get a sense that these guys are really comfortable in themselves, and they don't really care about that.
All right, we actually got you talking with Carson Wentz here. Let's hear a little bit of what we're going to hear tomorrow night at NBC 10.
These guys swing the bat violently. I think you see Rhys hitting, digging balls out of the dirt, and Bryce is swinging. His feet are coming off the ground. He's swinging so hard. And I think it's just something that, they're giving it their all every single time. And the way, seeing Bryce come in and the passion he plays the game of baseball is, to me, it's almost a football mentality.
So these guys are really, they're watching and rooting for each other because they play in the same city. I would probably not do that, John. I would want them to fail so I would be a bigger name in my town. Good?
I think that's what makes them so special. Carson Wentz was even watching Rhys Hoskins when he did his slow trot around the bases against the Mets, and he was loving it. You should see how Carson lit up when he talked about that. So I do think it's something special, and I also thought it was pretty cool when we start to talk about their sports and how Carson, because he's a type A personality, he really didn't think that he'd be able to play baseball at their level because of the amount of failure.
Wow. And
And the amount of games that there are. Carson loves being able to run out of the tunnel 16 games a year during the regular season. And then conversely, Bryce Harper was jealous that he's not able to run out of the tunnel like Carson is every Sunday. And Bryce in the interview, actually, when we're walking out, kind of does that. He gives us like a rah, like this is what he would do running out of the tunnel, because he said for him and Reese, there's so many games. So they're kind of like, all right, here we go. Let's get out on the field.
Johnny,
and
they
just pop out of the dugout.
Are you telling me Bryce would rather be a football player if he could?
You know what? I mean, I think you watch him play. And remember that first weekend with the curtain call? He came out and he gave you one of those, like what a linebacker would do?
Yeah, to the crowd.
I mean, yeah. I think he does play like a football player. I mean, his swing, like Carson said, I mean, it's like every single time he swings, he's trying to hit it out of Citizens Bank Park.
All right, let's hear. We got a little bit of Harper. I'm not sure if he's talking about this. Let's hear a little bit of what you're going to hear tomorrow night with John.
I mean, I'm getting chills thinking about it because it's just like it's something that you do all year long and you process it all year long and you think about it all year long. And that's why I picked Philly. It was a place where I thought that we could come in here as a team and really make a difference in the city and win and understand what it takes to win and understand how to do it each and every single night.
I know. You know what's unbelievable? He did take to the city a lot quicker than I thought he would, John. He seemed like he was a Philadelphia the minute he signed the contract.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing with Bryce, and he legitimately was sitting there and had goosebumps on his arm when he started to talk about how he had watched the Eagles parade. He said he's seen it about a million times.
Yeah.
And what the Eagles were able to do in that parade. And I got to tell you, Angelo, after the first weekend when I was down at Citizens Bank Park, a guy who runs the visiting dugout told me that when Bryce Harper was a rookie and came to Citizens Bank Park, the guy who runs the dugout and Sarge, they were having a conversation about Wilt Chamberlain and a couple other Philly greats. And Bryce Harper, as a rookie 7 years ago, came up to them. He heard them and he said, "Hey, guys, do you mind if I jump in and join you? I'd love to talk about the guys that you're talking about in this town, the legends that you have here." Now, he may have done that other places as well, but he really wanted to learn about the legends of the town and who came before him and stuff like that. That was 7 years ago when he was a rookie. So
no, he was 19, John. He was a teenager.
Yeah.
He was 19 when he was doing that.
Yeah, Sarge and the guy who runs the dugout were stunned. They're like, wow, this guy loves history. And as I said, I don't know if it was just Philadelphia, but he knew about Dr. J and Wilt and all these guys at the age of 19.
Rob, don't miss this. It sounds terrific. We got three of the biggest names in sports, and John Clark is a great interviewer. NBC 10 tomorrow night. Does it start at 11, John? When's the first seven? Seven's the first one?
Tomorrow night we have a half an hour with all three of them at 7 o'clock. We've got a little tonight at 11 o'clock when they all three have been most nervous in their life and planning for their proposals. So
that's all
cool.
Positive. All right, John, now I want to swing it over for a second because
we always want to go negative.
We got guys who are marquee players in our city who are playing for a lot tonight. Simmons and Embiid for two, all right? You've seen it go the other way, too. Give me your read right now on what's going on. Game 6, Simmons and Embiid.
Angelo, it is so hard to give you a read because I really thought in Game 5 that if Joel Embiid is as sick as he was, that we would see Ben Simmons try to take over a game like he did in Game 2 against Brooklyn when he got booed in Game 1. And I was stunned about how lost Ben was, how he did not seem to want to initiate anything. There was no aggression, missed a couple gimmies around the basket, and then they had to let Jimmy Butler take over again. And to me, it's stunning because that was a moment for Ben Simmons. And so I honestly can't tell you what we're going to get tonight, and that's disappointing. Ben Simmons, to me, I thought would have learned from the playoff series last year against the Celtics, what they did to him and how he was totally taken out of the series, and it's happening again. So I have no idea what we're going to see tonight, and that's a shame.
I want to apply it to what you're doing with this special, John. I think it would be really hard to get Simmons to agree to sit down and do that. The guys you got are, I'm not going to say they're the greatest quotes ever, but they're free with their thoughts, and they do tell you stuff. This guy doesn't seem like he really feels that comfortable in Philadelphia. That's what I'm reading from, and I'm interested in what you say.
Yeah, you know, Ben is obviously very guarded with the media. I remember J.J. Redick last year. He would tell us that Ben is like that guy in a glass case. He won't let himself out there.
Yep.
And you're right about Bryce immediately did that. Reese has been tremendous in the community, and Carson as well. And Ben, not as much. And maybe he's just a little more shy when it comes to that publicly. But I need to see Ben Simmons kind of let everything out there on the court and off the court. And we haven't seen that yet. There's almost a trepidation for Ben when he's on the court, when he gets into that painted area, and he wants to pass the ball away. And you can't play basketball like that. You got to be aggressive, and you got to take it right to the basket and not be afraid of getting fouled and getting on the free throw line in the biggest moment. So, yeah, you know what? He has been different. Joel Embiid has completely embraced the town, completely. And Ben hasn't as much.
Terrific insights. John, everybody watch. Tonight is going to get a little sampling, and then 7 o'clock tomorrow, NBC 10, you'll get the whole half-hour piece. John, always a pleasure and an honor. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, appreciate you for having me on. Thanks, guys.
John Clark with some great thoughts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.